Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross, and in today's episode is going to be particularly relevant to those of you who have done any sort of training with me, any coaching, any classes, those who've been following my website for a while, those who've been following the channel and the podcast, for example, who have been, you know, they've been around my work for a while now. This one is particularly relevant to you. Although if you're here for the first time, welcome. And you're joining at a very interesting moment in deep psychology. Today, I'm basically just going to share my new vision for deep psychology, my new vision for all the work I do, everything. This is like a new system that I've come up with to recontextualize all of my work, to flesh it out, to integrate it more, to make it more complete. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, writer, meditation teacher, founder of deep-psychology.com, and avid lover of all things psychological. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide deep psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can join us on any of the major podcasting platforms and make sure to visit the site deep-psychology.com for lots of high quality resources. Let's get started. So where did this come from? Where did this shift come from? Well, I'm always evaluating my work. I'm always evaluating my work on quite a, you know, low level in terms of the quality of an individual article, an individual episode, and so on. I do a lot of research into these things. This is my life. This is my life's work. This is my life's mission. And I'm very critical with the small details. However, I'm also always tuned into the larger purpose of my work, the larger impact it's having on people, whether it's enough, whether I'm having enough impact, whether it's aligned with the latest theories and discoveries in psychology, spirituality, philosophy, and so on. And basically, recently, I've been getting the sense that my work was not complete enough in terms of the workshops I've been doing, the classes, the coaching sessions. I felt like there was something missing. It was like something to bind it all together. I've been writing articles on deeppsychology.com. Well, before Deep Psychology, it wasn't called Deep Psychology, it was called thegreatupdraft.com. But I've been writing articles on my website for 4 years now, and the YouTube channel's 3 years old as well. And I've been sort of cherry picking. I'm interested in a lot of different areas in terms of my own personal growth, in terms of just personal interest, in terms of understanding the world better, in terms of understanding myself and others better. So up until now, what I've done is I've sort of cherry-picked a lot of different areas, and I've kind of just, you know, I've been like a buffet, you know, a bit of this, bit of that, and I'll put it all together. Often without a lot of structure and a lot of sort of, without a guiding principle, a guiding purpose, or a guiding structure behind it. And I've realized that that's been gnawing away at me for a while now, probably about 18 months, that lack of clear direction. Like, what are we actually trying to achieve here? What am I trying to achieve? Because I can't do everything. Even if I cover all possible topics in psychology and spirituality, which is impossible, even if I did, there still has to be an emphasis of some kind, not just psychological growth or spiritual growth. But if I say it's about psychological growth and spiritual growth, what does that mean? And is it just psychological growth? Is it just spiritual growth? Or is there something else? And basically, in the last couple of weeks, I've finally come up with a new direction, sort of a new overarching system that I'm going to use for the rest of my work in the future. So I'll now be calling everything I do psychospirituality or psychospiritual training, or psychospiritual work, psychospiritual transformation, right? So it's going to be heavily influenced by spirituality and heavily influenced by psychology without falling into the traps that one or the other can present. And I'm going to explain why I'm doing this in a minute. You know, why is it called psychospirituality? What's the relationship there? How's it going to work? What I will say is that everything I do from now on, whether it's workshops, coaching, classes, or even in my articles, you're going to see this impact, is it's all shaped around tools and theory. You can even see on my website now, if you go into my website, you go to the menu, or if you're on a computer, you go to the top, you look at the top menu, you'll see tools and theory. So the theory is more like a theoretical study that we are later going to apply and bring into our personal work, into the tools part, whereas the tools part is like very applied. For example, meditation would be a tool because it's practical, it's immediate, it's training. And meditation has always formed a big part of what I do, and it will continue to. It's going to be one of the main tools I use. However, I'm also going to focus on theory as well, talking about psychology, developmental psychology, spirituality, integral theory, philosophy, human evolution, psychological evolution, cultural evolution. There's no end to that, really. However, it will all be somehow related to psychospiritual work, right? So it's going to be tools and theory. Theory all about psychospirituality, and we can go very broad in the amount of things that are related to psychospirituality, which is a nice thing. We're also going to have, as part of the tools, or as part of the theory, sort of both, is the topic of effectiveness. So I'm very interested in learning, for example. I've got a course called How to Be a Prolific Learner, I think it's called. And I'm very interested in things like productivity. I'm very interested in mindset. You know, how do our ideas of ourselves, our self-image, how do our mental patterns influence our effectiveness in the world? That's all there. Like, I've got tons of resources on that already on the website and on the YouTube channel and podcast. But what I'm basically doing is it's all getting recontextualized. So instead of just talking about productivity or learning or mindset or whatever else that is to do sort of more traditional self-help, that is all going into the bucket of effectiveness. Because in my opinion, what that's really doing is it's helping you be more effective in the world. It's not directly going to help you with your psychospiritual work or your psychospiritual understanding. It will help, but it's not directly involved. And usually it's not included at all, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But it's not just like, it's actually part of a structure now, whereas before it was just, there was no overall defining logic to what I was doing. And that the same goes for the productivity and the learning articles that I've written. They were just there without, you know, you're talking about meditation, you're talking about spirituality, you're talking about all this deep stuff. But how's that got to do anything with, you know, productivity? Well, now you're going to understand why, because it's from the psycho-spiritual perspective, it's about how do you be more effective in the world as a human being, living as a human being. Even as a person that has deep spiritual understanding, you still need this. And that takes us into the next mini section of this talk, which is why psychospiritual? So I'm going to use this term a lot. It's in my YouTube description. It's in my podcast description. It's in the first sentence you'll see on the homepage of my website, psychospirituality or psychospiritual. So why is it psychospiritual? Let's talk about the spiritual aspect of it first, right? So when we talk about spirituality is that it's our highest potential. When I say spirituality, I do not mean belief-based spirituality, you know, believing every word the Bible says or the Quran or any form of traditional religion. I don't mean atheism either, which is a kind of spirituality because you're claiming that there is no divinity in the world. That is essentially a spiritual claim because you're talking about ultimate reality. It's not that. And it's also not just like yoga and, you know, good vibes and meditating now and then. When I'm talking about spirituality being our highest potential, what I mean is experiential spirituality. And what this means is direct contact with our truest nature, who we really are. And when we have that, you realize that your own truest nature is this, that of others too, and that of the entire universe. Not only that, that genuine experiential spirituality is one of the defining features of all higher stages of human development. It's like our individual evolutionary calling and our collective evolutionary calling. It's like a magnet that's slowly drawing us over time upwards, both individually and collectively. And that's where we're all going. It's not that we're all going to make it. We might not make it to true like spiritual awareness in this life, but the potential is there, and that's where humanity overall is going. And also because, quite frankly, so it's not just that it's like the, you could almost call it the raison d'être of human life is spirituality. And from one perspective, everything else is kind of a precursor to that in some way, from one perspective, right? It's not just that, which is quite a big thing, but it's also more fundamental than that. It's because spirituality is quite dead in the modern world. Traditional spirituality is pretty much dead in a lot of the most advanced countries. And the type of spirituality that dominates is really sort of postmodern spirituality, progressive spirituality, and that has a lot of problems, and it's not deep enough for me. So I see this as playing a bigger role in humanity as what is the next form of spirituality that's going to appear, and that's what we're going to practice. So it's the spiritual part is. You know, it's heavy, it's quite deep, you know, it's quite fundamental, and we don't want to miss out. We also don't want to miss out because, quite honestly, a genuine embodied spiritual connection will change your life completely. And this is one of the hallmarks of genuine spiritual mystical experiences, that they're life-changing. And speaking for myself, I can't imagine my life without having a spiritual connection. And the thought of it makes me feel sad, to be honest. So it's spirituality, but it's also it's psycho-spirituality, because just being spiritual is not really complete. You know, you can have very deep spiritual embodied awareness, but it doesn't mean that you're equipped to be a human in this world. It doesn't mean that you understand the human condition. It doesn't mean you understand yourself. It doesn't mean you understand your shortcomings and your dark side. It doesn't mean you know how to learn. It doesn't mean you know how to be productive. It doesn't mean you know how to develop a vision and bring it into the world. It doesn't mean you understand philosophy, psychology. It doesn't mean you understand any of the major, you know, the fantastic knowledge that we've accumulated as a species, right? So spirituality isn't complete, which is why we need psycho-spirituality. Psychology, the psychology part of it is because basically the more we understand ourselves and the more effective we are and the more we understand the world we live in and why it is the way it is at this current time and where it's going, the more we're able to show up and be effective and to live and to live the lives that we want to lead, the two aren't separate. So spiritual work leads to psychological change, absolutely, but it's not guaranteed. And actually, psychology is very poorly integrated. I don't know how many people I've had a conversation with who basically tell you that personal development is an illusion, that psychology is a waste of time, that the body and mind are an illusion, which has some truth to it, but it's partially true. The fact is that we're here as human beings. It doesn't matter how deep your spiritual awareness goes, unless you want to just like give up your human body and you know, just sit there all day. You're going to need psychological understanding. You're going to need philosophical understanding. You're going to need a whole slew of tools that a lot of spiritual traditions will not give you and simply will not talk about. So we're trying to understand the fullness of ourselves in a fundamental sense, which is a spiritual, that's the spiritual part of it. But on a more relative level, in terms of our human identity, we want to understand ourselves to the full as well, because we want to live full lives, don't we? Isn't that what we want? If we don't do that, then we're not going to live full lives, even if we're spiritually awakened. But it's also not just psychology, because without spiritual insight, in my opinion, psychology is very stale. It's very mechanistic. It's too personal. It overemphasizes the human. It overemphasizes the human identity. It overemphasizes the importance of our mind in a funny sort of way. And it just doesn't lack the greater context. You know, you can understand the mind on a psychological level as much as you want, but unless you've done spiritual work to dissolve the mind and to see right through the mind and to realize that the mind is just something you're experiencing. It's something you have. It's not something you are, and not as a nice, cute idea or slogan, but an actual direct experience of that. Psychology is very limiting. Personal development is very limiting when it's just about improving yourself, right? So it's psychospirituality, in my opinion, gives you a very solid balance between the two major axes of human growth and development. Each of which is also multifaceted, right? But having both is necessary. And I've seen firsthand the effects of not having both, and it's really not pretty at all. So that's why we're doing psychospirituality, is because spirituality gives psychology an ultimate significance that psychology tends to lack. But psychology grounds and refines spirituality, and it brings it down to earth. It brings it into embodied spirituality, and embodied fullness, and embodied happiness and satisfaction, rather than just direct spiritual awareness. So that is a very short summary of the backbone of the next evolution of deep psychology. Is it's not just going to be, it's still going to be spiritual, psychological, but with a very clear intention now, which is to grow spiritually and psychology and have them inform one another and use all of our understanding to lead a fuller life in all the possible dimensions we can. This is going to inform my work for the foreseeable future. And I feel very inspired and excited about this new evolution, this new phase of deep psychology, because I felt it lacked something. It lacked structure. It lacked purpose and power. I felt like I've pulled too many punches. I've not been very honest sometimes about the potential of this work. I've also not been honest necessarily about the difficulty of this work. I feel like it's been watered down a little bit because I haven't had that clarity. You know, I haven't had that clarity. What exactly is my contribution with all of this stuff I'm doing? What is it? Well, this is what it is. It's psycho-spirituality. That's what it is. It's not just about personal development. There has to be a spiritual component there, right? So I'm really excited, and I hope that if you follow along with me in the website, the podcast, the YouTube channel, that you're gonna see this change in me. I can feel it happening. I can see it already influencing the work I do. So I'm really excited, and I hope that you will continue to join me. You'll join my classes and workshops. You might even do one-to-one coaching with me on psycho-spiritual work. And all of that is going to be informed by this new system, absolutely everything I do. So do subscribe, stick around, check out the other videos that I've got, tools and theory. I will be restructuring everything over the course of the next week, 2 weeks. And stick around. Next week, I'll be back with a more conventional episode, and we will be back on the topic of psycho-spiritual training per se. All right, thank you, take care, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at ross@deep-psychology.com. If you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com for articles, courses, ebooks, and one-to-one coaching. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.